Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. As noted on Friday already, we welcome this paper as a basis for this discussion on substantive elements. Having commented earlier on earlier sections on Friday and yesterday, I will limit my comments on elements proposed in the section on possible considerations. We believe these are very important considerations with regard to the consideration, clarification, and development of the normative framework. In this respect, we support the structure of what is proposed in the paper, considerations to exclude or rule out some autonomous weapon systems, and considerations to limit, regulate, or articulate requirements for all other autonomous weapon systems. To the International Committee of the Red Cross, what is important is that all autonomous weapon systems that are of special humanitarian concerns, carry a particular high risk of violation of international humanitarian law, or are morally unacceptable, all those ones are excluded, and that all other autonomous weapon systems are constrained through limits and requirements. Regarding autonomous weapon systems that are proposed to be ruled out, we appreciate in particular the recognition of the need to exclude autonomous weapon systems that would contravene existing international humanitarian law. As you know, we also recommend clarifying that autonomous weapon systems that pose issues in terms of predictability, understandability, or explainability should be ruled out. This is because insufficient predictability is a particular concern raised by autonomous weapon systems, since the humans who use autonomous weapon systems do not choose the specific target nor the specific time or location where force application is triggered. Furthermore, as already signaled on Friday, it is important in our view that ethical considerations, which were raised by many delegations, are appropriately reflected in possible considerations. To this end, the ICRC recommends including a reference to the principles of humanity and the dictates of public conscience in sections 2.1b. In the view of the ICRC, ethical as well as additional legal and humanitarian concerns call for autonomous weapon system design or used to target persons to be ruled out. Accordingly, the ICRC recommends high contracting parties to commit not to develop or use autonomous weapon system to target persons directly. Where the use of certain type of autonomous weapon system is proposed to be ruled out, their design should equally be ruled out, or as proposed in 2A, their development, production, acquisitions, and as some delegations have proposed, their possession and transfer as well. With regard to autonomous weapon systems that would not be ruled out, we support the approach to committing to limits, including those proposed in 2D. In the chapeau, and as others have suggested as well, the ICRC would recommend specifying that sufficient human control is to be measured at legal, ethical, humanitarian, and operational requirements, and we recommend including a reference to this effect in the chapeau. With regard to the first subparagraph of 2D, we welcome the proposed limit to objects that are military objective by nature. As some delegations mentioned, there are other ways in which objects can become lawful targets under international humanitarian law, namely by use, location, or purpose. However, limiting targets that may be pursued with autonomous weapon systems to military objective by nature only would, in our view, significantly help to reduce the humanitarian risk and the risk of violations of international humanitarian law. Military objectives by nature are typically military objects such as missiles, fighter jets, tanks, etc. First, these tend to be fairly distinct in terms of their technical signature compared to civilian objects that would be used by the military. So limiting them to military objective by nature reduces the risk of so-called false positive. Second, military objective by nature tend to be more stable in their legal characterizations as lawful target. For instance, missiles or tanks are more likely to remain a lawful target over the course of an attack, meaning between activation and launch of the autonomous weapon system by a human and the application of force. Conversely, the legal characterization of a building, like a house used by the military, that legal characterization can change much faster. If a house is no longer used by the adversary for military purposes, it may no longer be targeted. Those reasons are also among the reasons for which we believe that autonomous weapon systems that target persons directly should be ruled out, in addition to the ethical reasons I mentioned earlier. Finally, in the view of the ICRC, to enable human judgment in control in relation to a specific attack, sufficient to meet legal, ethical, humanitarian, and operational requirements, autonomous weapon system should, in addition to the limits already proposed for possible consideration under D3, be limited to the situations or contexts in which they are used, as several delegations suggested, such as constraining them to locations or places where civilians and civilian objects are not present. Thank you, Mr. Chair.